is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room.
It's a beautiful day, Andrew. No space. I know what you're waiting for. This town. I know what you're
coming there, Bob.
It's coming.
I can see it in your
78
eyes.
Degrees and sunny. Are you kidding me? Most of the morning show was Al Goffin today.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Uh-huh, I know. I got the invite, but I couldn't go because...
Nope, not yet, Bob.
You would because not make, I had... No, I wasn't done. Because I had a soccer game, radio. And then I had to come hang with you.
Oh, man.
Which I want to do every Tuesday night.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, baby. There we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Beers with Bob. Bob Cooney here with Andrew Salchunas, Tyler Zuli behind the glass. It is a beautiful day. I just spent a couple hours watching some soccer outside, Andrew. Drove over here. Beautiful weather. What was it, like 75 degrees?
Beautiful
shorts
day.
Back on.
It's a beautiful day, Bob.
It's a beautiful day. That's why we picked it. So welcome to Beers with Bob. We're presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, of course. We'll spend an hour talking to you about, Andrew threw it out on Twitter. Also, we got World Series starting tonight.
It's a holiday for me, Bobby.
Yeah, this is a good night. I love the World Series, and I don't know anybody at this station besides you and Tyler who loves it more.
Yeah, I was getting ready to leave the house to come back here. My wife goes, what do you want to do today? I was like, well, figure out
what you're doing.
Whatever you want to do until 8:09.
Yeah.
At 8:09, the TV will be on Fox prominently.
Yeah.
And I'll be watching World Series Game 1. I can't wait.
Joe Buck's got a busy schedule.
11 games in 12 days, five different cities.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
I love Joe Buck.
I love Joe Buck.
Still don't get the hate for him.
It's people that hate on him, I think it's as they get more mature in their sporting interest, they come to realize that he's really good.
I have the same debates with the same people every day.
Yeah.
Since 2008. Since Stairs
Oh, really?
In the night. I'm still having debates with people about Joe Buck.
Since
4th and 26.
I mean, all you have to do is listen to him say, yeah, I know, I'm hated in every city I go to because I say something about your team that you might not like
to hear. Exactly.
But we'll be hearing a lot of him over the next almost 2 weeks. And it starts tonight, baseball, L.A. versus Tampa Bay. Probably the series most envisioned if you were just going to go best teams in baseball. This is such a crazy season. Yeah, the Astros one game away from making the World Series.
Unbelievable series.
But that didn't come about. And now you have a Tampa Bay team who, Tyler and I were talking about this before the show a little bit, might be a little tired going into this. That was a hard, hard series that they had against Houston.
Yeah, if you're a betting man or woman like I am and like Bob is, especially on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, I look at it this way. The Dodgers, red hot, being down 3-1, coming back and winning the series. The Rays were up 3-1. They were up 3-0.
Right.
And almost blew that series going to a game 7. So if you're just going with the old trending arrow, Dodgers trending up, they won three straight to get to the World Series. The Astros almost won 4 straight, meaning the Rays almost lost 4 straight. So the trending arrow is up for the Dodgers right now.
Yeah, and it's so tough to predict, as we all know. I mean, Dodgers, do they have the proverbial lump in their throat that we've talked about? Third World Series in 4 years. They've lost the only two they've been in the previous 3 years. I mean, is that something that carries over? Some of the younger kids don't know. Mookie Betts came over. He doesn't know all about it, but Clayton Kershaw certainly knows about him. We all know the history of Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs.
Yes, we do. And he had another bad outing his last time out. And, you know, again, if I were a betting man, you gotta look into that kind of stuff. Now, Kershaw to me is a guy that he gets really touched up later on in the game.
Yeah, it's an inning. It's like not a bad outing. It's almost a bad inning you can always go to, right?
And last time it was the sixth inning. They were up 1-0, and then all of a sudden he started getting crushed by those Braves bats. And that's a good Braves lineup, but the Rays have a good lineup. Not the same amount of power like we saw. They're a team that can get on base. They're a team that can find a lot of ways to score. So it's going to be fascinating to see how Kershaw does. I'm not stunned that he's going game one because it's the way things work out. But Clayton Kershaw on the mound game one, if the Rays have a chance of winning the series, they have to win tonight. I don't know if they If they go down tonight, I think it's a quick one.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. And like I said, that's a tired team. I don't care how you put it. That's exhausting, everything that they've been through and going through that type of a series. So we're going to get into this game one also in the second half of the show. We'll get into, of course, the Thursday night football game of Eagles-Giants. But we want to welcome you to Beers with Bob. It's Tuesday night, Andrew. We want everybody to kick back, grab their favorite cocktail, spend an hour with us. We'll talk about all the sports that are going on for the week, and especially on the betting angle through FanDuel Sportsbook, who sponsored this show. So, Andrew, I want to say to you and everybody out there listening, happy Tuesday.
Oh, look at that.
There it is.
Clink.
Happy Tuesday, as my parents said to each other every day as they clink their martini glasses. So, all right, so let's get a little deeper into this L.A. Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays series. Let's go game-wise first. All right, we mentioned Clayton Kershaw going tonight, okay, against Glasnow. I think you and I are kind of the same where we're leaning. Well, no, I shouldn't even say that because we haven't talked about this. I think Kershaw is going to show something tonight. So the first bet that I put in tonight on this game is going to be Clayton Kershaw over under strikeouts. Okay, it's at 7.5. I took the over.
It's at 7.5. I'm looking at it right now. It actually went down there.
Did it go down?
It's down to 6.5.
Wow. I love the over. I think Kershaw look, if he gets to the 6th, 7th, maybe he blows up then. I don't know. But I think he's going to have a decent first five, a good first five innings, I'll say. I'll go the over the 6.5 on Kershaw strikeouts tonight.
I'm going to stick with the same concern that I've had throughout really this entire postseason when it comes to strikeout totals. And I got burnt on it. Remember, way back, our first night was the Blake Snell. I thought that it was like 8.5 or 9.5.
He had like 5 and 2 innings.
And yeah, it was incredible because baseball's not the same as what it used to be. And we saw it in the last series for the Rays when Blake Snell was pitching against the Astros. They pulled Blake Snell after 5 innings after he gave up a base hit. And he was pitching incredibly that night, but the manager of the Rays panicked because the Astros were coming back. They were up 3-2 in the series. This was before the Astros forced a game 7. They pulled Snell after 5 innings, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, the guy's been dominant, but he gives up 2 base runners, and all of a sudden, the alarms start going off in their heads. So let's pull him. Clayton Kershaw has a short leash. There's no way, no doubt in my mind, he has a short leash, and you have a good bullpen in the L.A. Dodgers like the Tampa Bay Rays do. When I see Clayton Kershaw, I go, if this guy's in trouble in the 4th inning, he's getting pulled.
Yeah, okay.
And is he going to have 7.5 or 6.5 strikeouts in 4 innings? Unless he's dominant.
Yeah, I think he's going to give you a good 5 where you're not thinking about pulling him. I think he's going to give you a good at least 5. And, yeah, I think he's going to throw some strikeouts there. Again, it's a gut thing. Common guy says, seriously, Clayton Kershaw, playoffs? Yeah, you're going to go against him all the time. I think tonight I like the over the 6.5 on the strikeouts.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. This series starts out with 2 of the weirdest injuries for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So Cody Bellinger gets hurt the other night, separates his shoulder, celebrating a home run. Finished the game.
So in the weird arm thing, Bash Bros? How about a high five?
Yeah, fist pound. This day and age, aren't we all into fist pounding? There's really nothing wrong with that. You're not going to break a knuckle. You know, I understand the excitement. And then you were saying today in warm-ups, Muncy got hit in the face with a ground ball.
Max Muncy was just doing some infield, outfield, getting some warm-ups, and a ball popped up, hit him in the face, and he had to walk off the field. So obviously everybody in L.A., all Dodgers fans, are freaking out. But fortunately, he came back about 15 minutes later to do BP. So I'm sure they just sort of taped him up or whatever.
So he's all ready to go.
Yes.
All right. So you got 2 weird injuries, but it looks like they're okay. Real quick, we'll go through the lineups here before we get into some more bets. Dodgers tonight, they go with Betsager, Turner, Muncy, Smith, Bellinger, Taylor, Peterson, and Barnes. And of course, you have Kershaw pitching. What do you like out of that lineup, Andrew? Everything, anything, nothing?
Well, I mean, you love that entire offense. I mean, the Dodgers' offense has been putting up wild numbers. So against a hard-throwing pitcher like Tyler Glasnow, and I've been bringing up this every single week because it seems like he pitches the night that we've been doing the show. He's been touched up a little bit this season. ERA over 4. He's given up 11 home runs, which is not the most in the league, but in a shortened season, 11 home runs is pretty good. I was actually talking about it with Anthony during the midday show earlier today. I think he only gave up 60 hits this year, which is low.
Wow, yeah.
But 11 home runs. Right, so that means
not a good ratio.
That means he's given up the long ball, and this is a Dodgers team where they dip and jack, and they try to put one out of the ballpark all the time. So this Dodgers lineup against a hard thrower in Glasnow, you know, Cody Bellinger has three plate appearances in his career against Glasnow. One walk, two hits, both of them home runs. And there's an odds boost
on
FanDuel right now for Cody Bellinger to hit a home run and for the Dodgers to win. I believe it's +540. Yes, +540 for Cody Bellinger to hit a home run. Doesn't have to be off Glasnow, but just a home run. And the Dodgers to win game one, +540. I took
it. Wow, look at you. All right. So a couple other things, game one stuff that I like as far as the Dodgers go. Both teams on this one. The over-under line, I think this is going to be a tight, and I mean a tight, close game not only in score, but tight. You kind of see both teams a little tight. Dodgers, like I said, there's a little pressure on them. You got to win one of these things. Yeah. And then the Rays coming in, like I said, tough series to get in here. And also, you know, you're making your first World Series appearance since you know when.
Yeah, 2008.
So, you know, I think they might be a little bit tight. I think it's going to be a little. So I like the under.
Really?
I like the under 7.5 tonight.
Okay, so the reason why I almost don't want to touch this bet, why is it only 7.5? Like, you have the LA Dodgers, right?
Who rake. Yeah.
And you have one of the hottest hitters in the world ever, actually, ever since this planet became formed somehow. Randy Arozarena, he's playing for the Rays, and I go, why is it only 7.5? Which makes me think a little bit. But then again, if I go baseball and I go, all right, let's just look at the numbers. Glasnow, ERA over 4 this year.
Right.
Kershaw, historically bad playoff pitcher.
There's a reason.
Exactly. I go, why is it only 7.5?
I don't know. I don't know if it's some of the reasons that I mentioned before. I don't know if it's the way things are just going out. Teams are getting more now.
Yeah.
Look, the Rays have a great bullpen, right? They can go 9 innings with five guys easy.
They could, yep.
Dodgers have better starters. You know, you hope you get out of Kershaw what you can get out of Kershaw. Both teams have good defenses. Does that lend into it? I guess it can't be a slam dunk if the number's that low.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I'm probably going to talk myself into taking the over just because I could see the Dodgers themselves scoring 4 or 5 runs. But again, if Kershaw gives up 4-3, you know, there you go. You're over. And I look at it like this. We all know about Clayton Kershaw's struggles in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Those Dodgers hitters know that about Clayton Kershaw's struggles in the postseason. So you could either look at it two ways. Do they tighten up? Like you just kind of said, long season, it's the World Series, big stage. But they know that this guy has struggles. So I think they try. I think they put up a bunch of runs tonight.
Well, I think they'll want to, yeah.
Well, no. They want to, but I think they do. Like I'm laying it with the Dodgers tonight.
You know, I like the Dodgers to win tonight.
Yeah, the money line, I mean, it's really high, so I don't know how much it's worth betting, but you can find some other fun bets. I have one that I'll give to you in a little bit on FanDuel Sportsbook, the first 5 innings. But, yeah, I really like the Dodgers tonight.
All right, I like the under so much that I'm also thinking of taking the Dodgers win and the under, which is 8.5 when you put them together at a +170.
Wow.
I just smell like a 3-2, a 4-3 game tonight. Well, that's, you know, last time we were here, I smelled an odd high-scoring game.
Yes.
For somebody, I was completely wrong on that, right? I had Astros Ray scoring a lot of runs.
Oh, yeah.
And that didn't happen. I feel a small number tonight.
Okay.
I do. 4-3, 3-2, 5-3, whatever. So I like the Dodgers and the under 8.5 for a +170.
And you like the strikeouts in Kershaw. I think I'm against you in every single place.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm going low scoring game tonight and you're going pretty high.
I'm going high scoring. I do like the Dodgers, but I mean, I look at Kershaw and, you know, there's history behind this guy. And if you're Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, the second he has runners on base, whether it's the third inning or seventh inning,
right.
You got to think he's done with his history. And Bob, it's a bad one.
I hear you. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. When you see Clayton Kershaw pitch as well as he pitches during the regular for as many innings as he puts in a regular season, as much as us as outsiders looking in, put that on the back burner and say, oh, here's Clayton Kershaw, playoff pitcher, ha-ha. I don't know if Roberts can do that. You have so much more intel as what he does in the regular season than you do as a playoff guy. Is he afforded a longer leash than you're even talking about giving him?
No, I don't think so. Let me see. I want to see. So Dave Roberts was named manager before the 2016 season. I think it was. So in his time as manager of the LA Dodgers, 2016, 4 starts, 5 outings for Clayton Kershaw, ERA of 4.44. 2017, 5 starts, 6 outings, ERA of 3.82. Not bad. That was the year, I believe, they went to the World Series against the Astros. Yeah, that was the big cheating scandal. The following year, 2018, 5 starts, 6 outings in the playoffs, 4.20 ERA. And then in 2019, just last year, 1 start, 2 outings, 7.11 ERA.
Now, this year, if you add them up, you're talking like 18 starts, 19 starts. Yeah.
Where he's seen, and it's not always like, so his ERA right now is over 3 in this postseason. His first start against the Brewers in the first round, he was unhittable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then he has the big blow up outing.
Yeah.
And it's not like once he has that big blow up outing, you go, oh, well, he got it out of the way. He'll be fine this one. If you're Dave Roberts, you've seen this for 4 years now.
Yeah, and there's no rhyme or reason with him. It's not like a pitcher that gets tired in September, October, whatever it may be, and you see them blow up. He's been hurt some seasons where he hasn't gone a lot of innings, or he has gone a lot. This year, obviously, there's not a lot of innings. Should he be prime middle of the season, Kershaw, right now? Which most pitchers should be.
Right.
If you know, they're stretched out in the middle of a season, which is where they would be now, you would think that he would be at his regular season best. But I have confidence in Kershaw for tonight for some reason.
Okay. I'll add to your positive vibes here.
All right.
I got a tip from Furcan Nation. I'm guessing a big Cork Moz fan.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a user of FanDuel Sportsbook. 9 of the last 10 Rays games have gone under.
See that?
That's because of the incredible bullpen.
Yeah.
And they have timely hitting.
So if Kershaw has an outing tonight, and their pitching staff, I can't just say bullpen, if their pitching staff is able to do what they did in the Houston series, what they've done.
It's probably why that number is at 7.5.
Yeah, probably.
All right. I still just look at these Dodgers bats, and I go, they put up runs, and Kershaw's going to give up runs at some point.
Okay. All right. Look up one of your for tonight's game only bets, and I'll give you my last one that I like for tonight so far. Either team to win by one run. Plus 198. I'm talking a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be that. 3-2, 4-3 is not out of the realm of possibility. That's what I'm thinking. So to get a 198 on that, I might throw something on that.
So plus 198 just to pick one of the two teams to win
either
by one run.
Either team to win by one run.
That's a great. That's a fun bet.
Yeah, it's funny. In the thing, it actually says by one or less. But I think we all know.
Damn, they won by half.
Yeah. So, yeah, either team to win by one run. It doesn't matter who. It's a plus 198. That's kind of my bigger bet for tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, I think the Dodgers win. I look at them at the 1.5, which is just plus 128. So it's better odds, actually, for the Rays to keep it close within 2 runs. But can they win within 1? Yeah, so that's a good bet in terms of the numbers that are out there. The other one that I like inside this game, the first half run line, which is 5 innings, the Dodgers to be leading by at least 1 run through 5 innings.
Uh-huh.
Minus 105. The Rays are actually the Rays to be tied is minus 115. Or to be winning. But the Dodgers to be winning by just 1 run through 5 innings, which, again, if I'm going by my logic of Kershaw getting touched up later, like in the 6th inning.
Right.
And the Dodgers being able to get to a hard thrower in glass now, I'm taking the Dodgers in that score.
It's amazing all the thinking we put into these games.
Oh, my God, yeah. But it's amazing that FanDuel Sportsbook allows all this.
I appreciate
them for doing this.
All right, you and I talked. Let's just do for full series real quick before we have to get a break here. Over-under for the series in home runs.
This is
15.5. You and I both looked at each other and we're like, oh, we love it. Now it's even money. 15.5.
Yeah, I mean, if you're watching baseball nowadays. Now, again, the Rays bullpen's incredible, but if you watch baseball nowadays, it's a lot of dipping and jacking, especially with the LA Dodgers.
Exactly.
If there's 3 home runs a game and this series goes 5 games, all right, you're at 15. You need 1 more.
Yeah.
And you know that there could be a game where the Dodgers put up 4 or 5 home runs in a game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the hope is that the series goes long and then you obviously.
Right.
But, yeah, 15.5 over a 6-game series. Right, I mean, that's series so
goes,
doable.
If this series goes 6 or 7 games, to me, it's an absolute lock to hit over 15.5 home runs.
Yeah. Now, to win the series, the Dodgers are -210, the Rays are +176.
Dodgers.
I like the Dodgers
but
there, yeah.
What do you like the Dodgers in?
Well, that's funny. I did look at those lines, but I didn't put one down because I didn't like anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have them in front of you?
Yeah, I do have them in front of me. So the Dodgers to win in 5, or a clean sweep, let's start with that. Clean sweep for the Dodgers, +650. The Dodgers to win in 5 is +350. The Dodgers to win in 6 is +380.
Okay.
The Dodgers to win in 7 is +430.
Oh.
So you get better odds for them to win in 5 or 6 than you do in a sweep.
So here was something that I was going to throw down real quick. LA up 3-0 after 3 games, +340. I just said I might take a look at that. That's the big bet, money.
That's crazy. And that's pretty low for to be up 3-0 in a series.
+340.
I mean, I thought that would be in like a 400 area, so that might be telling you something.
Maybe. So, all right, so there's our base look at baseball. Maybe we'll hit on some more a little bit later, but when we come back, we're going to talk Eagles-Giants, Thursday night football. Don't know who the hell is playing for the Eagles on Thursday, but we'll bet on them anyway. We got the Kroomer. Your Beers with Bob. I'm Bob Cooney with Andrew Salchunas. We got Tyler Zuli behind the glass, and I have to tell you about our great, great, great people at FanDuel Sportsbook. And no one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, you'll want to get in on this Week 7 football action. New Year's can get an exclusive 1,500 odds boosts on either New York or Philly in this week's divisional rivalry. That's right. Bet $10 to win $150. Andrew and I are going to talk about everything you want to know about this game coming up in the next segment. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. Not only is their app so simple, but they are the only app with same-game parlays. They also have live betting on every game. And when you win, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. There's no better time to try FanDuel Sportsbook. All you have to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code Bob to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive +1,500 odds boost on either New York or Philly in Thursday night's matchup. That's promo code Bob. FanDuel Sportsbook, always more ways to win. 21 or older and present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $1,250. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? Andrew Salchunas here. No one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Of course, they are also the great sponsors of this wonderful show, Beers with Bob. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, you'll want to get in on the Week 7 football action. New users can get an exclusive 1,500 odds boost on either New York or Philly in this week's divisional rivalry. That's right. Bet $10 to win $150. We will talk about this more coming up. There's a big bet that I'm going to make, and you're going to probably call me crazy. But it's the defense scoring a touchdown. With FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. Not only is their app so simple, but they are the only app with same-game parlays. They also have live betting on every game, and when you win, they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. There's no better time to try FanDuel Sportsbook, so download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code FANATIC to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive +1,500 odds boost on either New York or Philly. You're not betting on New York, come on, in Thursday's matchup. Promo code FANATIC, FanDuel Sportsbook, always more ways to win. Must be 21 or older, present New Jersey or PA, must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required, max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, back to Beers with Bob.
Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win.
On 97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia.
Welcome back, Beers with Bob. Hope everybody had a good work day. If you're all done it, you're home, kicking your feet up, grabbing your favorite beverage, we wish you a happy Tuesday. There it is. We're getting some guys that are showing us the beers that they like to drink while listening to the show, Andrew. 312 Urban Wheat Ale.
Yeah, a little Goose Island action. Good beer.
I had it once, and when I say once, I mean I went out one night, and that was the beer of choice. So, like that a lot.
Goose Island, great brewery down, by some casinos down there, by Sugar House. So, you know, it's...
You're pretty much of a everything kind of beer. I mean, your go-to is a light beer.
I'm a big Miller Lite man,
right.
But I'll dive all over the place. I had a Cape May IPA last night when I visited my parents.
I love Cape May IPA.
Great beer.
Yeah.
Always ready. Great Cape May, always ready.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think it was like 8-9 years ago. I was on the Sixers beat, and I got a new editor for my stories. And she was a big, big beer connoisseur.
Okay.
And so she said, when you go out, you know, where I think I was in San Antonio. She's like, when you go out, what do you get to drink or whatever? I said, I don't know. I just usually have a couple of Miller Lights. She goes, why don't you do this? Why don't you try beers at different cities? Because I will give you the beer to try.
Good.
So
yeah.
Every city I went to, I would send my story, check in with her and Christine, thank God. She would give me the beer of choice that I should have when I went out that night for dinner or whatever it may be.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
How I became an IPA guy.
That's what I normally, when I go traveling, which, you know, again, it's not that often, but when I go traveling, when I go to a restaurant, when they ask what do you want to drink, I will say to the bartender, the waiter, waitress, I go, whatever the local beer is, bring it to me.
Always.
And I don't mean like Sam Adams when I'm in Boston.
No, no,
I mean whatever the local
IPA
is, you know, let me try it.
Yeah, I'll go local IPA. I don't like real heavy. I don't like real fruity. Just, you know, anything, a lighter IPA.
Cape May, the Grove Citrus. It is a good beer. I like some of those citrus beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not... Nah, it's funny because a buddy of mine, I've talked about this on the morning show, goes out and he loves the pumpkin spiced beer
with
cinnamon around the rim.
No.
That's just not me. I have a beer meister at the house, and I always... You're always invited. You know that.
I
usually always have Miller Lite in it because when you have a beer meister, that's like friends coming over. They're always grabbing it.
Yeah.
My old neighborhood, the friends would be there sitting and drinking the beers. And why are you going to spend a ton of money when your friends are drinking most of your beer?
Yeah, not a bad idea to just
right.
Put the Miller Lite there.
Oh, Andrew, you're always invited, but you don't come over to South Jersey anymore now that you're a city dweller.
I was in South Jersey yesterday.
You went to see your parents.
Yes, I did.
Hey, you look good. Look like you can still run a little bit up and down the beach with the dog.
Oh, did you see that video?
I saw you put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good, wasn't it?
I was high.
I was choppy high-stepping.
Yeah, I was impressed with the rolled-up jeans and the... Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. Things were good at Blue Heron Pines yesterday with Anthony for the Ron Jaworski golf outing.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Good. There's no better place to be if you're outside than on a golf course. I love beautiful landscaping, and I love being outside, so golfing for me is... We have to get our outing together before it gets too cold.
Yeah,
we're trying to get us all together on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can get some stuff done with that. All right, so let's look forward to Thursday's game. Eagles-Giants. It has all the luster of... I don't know.
Go Birds.
Yeah.
That's what it has.
I mean, it's. I know the division's still there and all of that talk and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they're winning three in a row.
I'll tell you what, and I brought this up this morning to Jamie. I don't think so. And I'm not being a downer. I just don't... I step back when we say stuff like that. Oh, the Eagles are going to win three in a row. Oh, the Eagles, no problem. They got the Giants. The Eagles aren't good enough to say that about.
Nah, they're winning three in a row.
Okay. I hope to God they do. I really, really do. But if I...
We
can't get this. We're on a betting show now. But if I could bet against that, I think I would lean that way.
Here's the thing. They've played very well against the Steelers and the Ravens. Have there been mistakes? 100% there have been mistakes. And we grouse all over mistakes... Like the best of them.
Yeah.
But they played pretty well against the Steelers and the Ravens. At least the offense has. And I look at this Giants team. I think they stink. The Cowboys last night looked absolutely dreadful. I thought at that first quarter when it was still 0-0 late, I thought maybe the Dallas Cowboys were rallying around, at least the defense, because they didn't give up any points yet. I was like, oh, wow, they're going to rally around the injury of Dak Prescott. And they're going to... No, all of a sudden the Cardinals score 30 points.
Yeah. I mean, they scored, what was the final? They had 38 that game? They scored 38 with their offense not even looking good.
Yeah, exactly. Kyler Murray only threw for 188 yards. I had him in the over in passing yards. I think he's the only quarterback back this year to not hit the over in passing yards against the Cowboys.
He threw for only 188.
He didn't have to. That's a thing.
Right. And he threw an 80-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, to Kirk.
Yeah.
Exactly. So one pass got 80 of those 188 yards. But he didn't have to throw the ball. Once they started running the ball, I mean, the Cowboys couldn't stop them.
Yeah, it was gross. I'm trying to look something up here because I during the morning show this morning, I just so happened to look something up because I was looking to see how many points the Giants had scored this year, and it's 101. I thought, wow, that's horrible. Then I'm scrolling down, and I see that the Jets have only scored 75 for a total of 176. God. Then I thought, wow, the Ravens have scored 179. The Ravens by themselves have outscored the Giants and the Jets combined.
And those are two teams in the same building.
There was a thing on ESPN today where Baltimore's getting upset about how stagnant their offense is.
Yeah, exactly. And they still scored 30-plus points.
Yeah, so I didn't mean to look at my phone while I was talking to you, but I was trying to get that back up there.
No, that's
but,
okay, Bobby.
So we got Eagles-Giants Thursday night. Eagles, 4-point favorites. Over-under.
It's a 4.5.
Oh, is it back up to 4.5? So you get the later lines. I write this all down before we come in. You get just the up-to-date.
I'm
so
going to say this now because they opened up, I think, at 6.5 and it went down to 4, especially when all the injuries came in.
Right.
The Eagles are the better team than the New York Giants, Bob. All right. I will advise you if people have the money in their FanDuel Sportsbook account right now, and I get it. I want to make bets throughout the week as well. Thursday Night Football is 2 days from now. If you win something during tonight's World Series Game 1, I would put something on the Eagles today. Because I think that line is going to jump back up. I'm not saying jump up to like 8, but it might jump up to 5.5 or it might jump up to 6.
Okay.
And I think it went down to 4 because with all those injuries that came out, I mean, they were the talk of social media. There were probably people who bet on football that went, wow, look at all these injuries. I'm loading up on the Giants, which brought the line back down. I think it's going to start creeping back up again because the Eagles are the better team.
So grab it while you can, Andrew's saying. Get on FanDuel Sportsbook now. If you can get the Eagles at 4.5.
I'm upset I didn't get them at 4.
Andrew thinks it's going to, yeah. It was that an hour and a half ago when we first, started to convene here. So 4.5, the Eagles' favorite over the Giants. 43.5 was the over-under. So did that move at all?
It's still 43.5.
Okay,
but 43.5. is the dog. So it's -105 for the over. I mean, again, like you said, I don't know how the Giants put up points. And this Eagles defense, as frustrating as they are, they're still healthy for the most part.
Malik Jackson's got a problem, yeah.
But you still got Darius Slay, you still got Fletcher Cox, you still got those guys on the end, and Josh Sweat, and Brandon Graham, and Derek Barnett.
Might be getting Avante Maddox back. We talked to him this morning on the morning show. He said he'll find out, but he's leaning towards he might be back.
Yeah, and the safeties had a good week last week, too.
Right, and then you put Jalen Mills back to his normal spot. Maybe you get an Epps back. Maybe you're starting to get some guys back that, haven't seen things. On the offensive end, it looks like Deshaun might be back.
I don't know.
As Eagles followers, we all know. What does that mean?
Right.
So he's going to be back. What does it mean?
Well, Jeff McClain had a great quote when he was on with Anthony earlier today. I live tweet the interviews, and he was going through the injuries of guys who's probably not going to play. He said Malik Jackson. He said Dallas Goedert. He goes, DeSean Jackson. Who knows?
That's where it is. Alshon hasn't gone full speed yet. The hope, I think last week was that the two of them might have been back.
Well, he hasn't.
Neither one does.
He hasn't practiced fully yet.
Yeah.
And because they don't do legit practices short weeks, there's no way he plays this week.
No. And, you wonder about the Eagles offense. What can you do with a Boston Scott and a Corey Clement back there? I mean, that's scary. That's stuff we talked about in the offseason. I don't know why it wasn't addressed that you were an ankle sprain away from having Boston, just as you are now, having Boston Scott as number one back. So, love Boston Scott. Love what he did last year in 5-6 touches a game, whatever. You can't have him as your starting back. There's no respect from a defense as Boston Scott as your starting back. And that it's going to be another tough night for Carson Wentz.
Well, then here's what you do, Bob. Because this to me is... You want to talk about locks?
Go ahead.
I'm looking at the player props. And I only just saw this now, which is why I'm getting all giddy. Carson Wentz pass attempts. Over 34.5.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
You have no running backs.
Yeah.
Now, the Eagles could go up big and maybe they slow down.
I see the Eagles scoring late, so I think they will be throwing a lot early because that'll be their game plan. And then I think it might be a tight game going into the late third, early fourth, and they'll throw.
Bob, this year.
That's pretty good.
Bob, this year.
Go ahead.
Week one, 42.
Mm-hmm.
Week two, 43. Week three, 47. Week four, the one game that they have won so far this year, only 28. So maybe you go, all right, when they're winning. But then that.
Yeah, but they also had a running back.
Yes.
And they had Miles Sanders, who's your biggest offensive threat.
Week five against Pittsburgh, 35. This past week against the Ravens, 40. 34.5, and it's at minus 113. It's even money on both.
Yeah.
That's, to me, it's a lot that he goes over.
Hey, and you know, like Andrew was saying earlier, don't get on FanDuel Sportsbook. You get on now, you look at those lines, you like them now, grab them now.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait for that to get up to 36, 37, which it just might when you get reports that, you know, whatever the health of the Eagles may be. If you see something, grab it right away. I don't know how many times you and I have talked about that, how the line changed through the week, and you
like
got
crazy.
It at a good spot.
Now, let me say, I want to throw these other Carson Wentz props at you. So pass attempts 34.5. You and I are both on
We're both over on that.
Over. Okay, well, Daniel Jones, if we're thinking that the Eagles score early, his is only 33.5.
I don't like the over on Daniel Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Longest pass for Carson Wentz.
Now, they had some big plays this past week.
35.5 yards.
Wow.
I will go.
Who are your playmakers? I mean.
But I will do the same thing as I just did for the passing attempts. Week one, 55 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Jalen Reagor first down.
Right.
Week two was 25 yards, which is nothing. Week three is 30 yards, nothing. But then San Fran, 42 yards, Fulgham down the sideline for a touchdown. 37 yards, I believe that was also to Fulgham. And then 50
Hightower
yards
for
Baltimore, which was Hightower.
Right, yeah.
But it's now 3 weeks in a row where the over would have hit in his longest pass in completion. And what's this? It's Fulgham. Two of those weeks is Fulgham.
Yeah, and look, even though Hightower dropped a pass, he was open on two long plays.
He took a few shots last week.
So he took shots with him. I like that. 35 okay. and a half it is?
And it's even money again, minus 113.
Yeah.
And then pass completions. Now, this one's something that you could be concerned about. Over under 21.5. But the over is the favorite at minus 120.
Wow. That's a tough one because where you really accumulate your completions, right, is who? Zach Ertz. In the past, Zach Ertz hitting your running backs, whatever it may be, with Carson Wentz. I don't know if I like 21.5.
He would not have hit the over in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that. Now, he is getting so comfortable with Fulgham, as we know.
I agree.
I mean, you know, how can you bet against Jason Kroom? We didn't even know his name was Jason until the...
I don't think it is. No. I think it's Jason.
Is that a mystery?
There's spelling mistakes everywhere.
Okay.
I thought the broadcaster said chase him at first. Like, remember
they were chasing him.
Remember Chasen Randall?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, is that Chasen
or Chasen?
Kroom? Like, what is this? Who is this dude?
He was only open for about 5 minutes in the end zone before Carson threw him the ball.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't like the over the 21.5 simply because I don't know what... He's got Fulgham, like I said, but what... Are Fulgham and Ward going to combine for 16 themselves?
Yeah, good question. I don't know.
I don't trust Boston Scott coming out of the backfield. Corey Clement, love him to death. I don't know what it is if injuries have just caught up, but I don't see him. I don't see any Eagles getting open in the screen game anymore.
Yeah,
and
I never see it.
Look, a screen game is tough to run when an offensive line is just trying to tie its shoe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they don't. I don't know if you can put in something that complicated. And you know, that's another thing that you got to keep an eye on. Something that Doug Peterson said. When you get ready for this short week, you simplify things. Does that mean a lower scoring game? Does that mean, okay, it's going to be run up the middle three times, you know, run twice, throw? Those are the things you have to keep in mind. I think this game is going to be real off kilter because neither team is very good right now.
Okay.
So whether that lends to really high scoring or low scoring, I think it's going to be, put it this way, the over-under line is 43.5. I think it's either going to be way under or way over.
Okay. I don't know about the total, but I love the birds and the 4.5 to cover.
Yeah, I like the birds 4.5. And if I want to throw it to the over. If you want to throw to the over, 445, it's plus 290. If they take the birds, minus 3.5, under 44.5, it's plus 230. You have a whole bunch of different things you can do here on FanDuel Sportsbook. Here's my big bet for the game, all right?
All right.
Eagles winning by 14 or more, plus 240.
Yeah, I think they could do that.
Yeah.
I don't think the Giants can keep up with the Eagles.
The Giants can't score. And if the Eagles have one thing they can... I think the Eagles' defense might really bring it this week. Obviously, you're playing a horrible opponent. But I think it's one of those defensive games that we've had in the past that we've come to love and expect as Eagles fans, where right, it's like, right. Wow, all right, they're getting after them every time. Maybe Jim Schwartz tries some things. You're playing a horrid offense. Like... go after him. See, maybe he does some different things. Maybe
make
they're press coverage. Maybe they're blitzing. Maybe I don't know what they're doing, but I don't think that the Giants are going to put up many points.
Okay. So if you're going to go, so are you leaning over or under?
I'm leaning under.
Okay. So if you want to go with the under, so let me change this bet for you real quick. Because FanDuel also the only place with the same game parlay.
Yes.
You like the birds to cover the 4.5?
Birds to cover the 4.5, and we'll go the under.
All right, so if you wanted to parlay that, $10 gets you 25.
Right. All right, you go. Take that, right?
It's a nice little payout.
Sure.
I like that, too.
What do you like? You got anything on the game that kind of an odd thing that you like on this game?
Yeah, so I've been talking about this in my reads for FanDuel. I did it during middays, and I did it just a couple minutes ago. I think it's going to be one of those weird games like you're talking about. I think the defense scores.
I looked at that earlier.
And I don't know if it's like a Darius Slay pick six. I don't think that. I think it's just something weird where there's a fumble somewhere and somebody picks it up. And even if it's, you got them pinned back in their own territory and Fletcher Cox hits them and Brandon Graham picks it up and runs it for 10 yards. I think it's something crazy like that. Eagles defense / special teams to score a touchdown, or you get a punt return, even though they're punt returning and kick returning is...
It's horrible. It's just fair catch everything and let everything go through the end zone.
Boston Scott
can't get the ball past the 20-yard line.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So for them to score a touchdown, plus 550.
There you go.
I got one more for you, buddy.
All right.
Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown.
I saw... That's a wild number.
Plus 850.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson, the day after press conference, said... that he wants to get Jalen Hurts involved more because it's clear that it works, according to Doug. And he also talked about the injuries to the running backs. Jalen Hurts is going to get more than 4 or 5 plays this weekend.
Yeah. This was a huge argument that Jamie and I had this morning.
What?
It worked on Sunday. And Anthony with you has said, you can't. And I hear what he's saying. You can't go to Turkey Bowl and you can't play the silly gadget games all the time. With my only point was, with this lineup being so depleted with all the injuries, I'm sorry, you tried something 6 times and you gained like over 7 yards a play when you had it in there. You had 109 yards on the 6 plays that he was in.
Okay.
One was a 74-yard run. Actually, that's way off. 6 for 109. It's whatever the average is, 20-some yards.
Well, yeah, they gave him credit.
Or 18.
For the Miles Sanders touchdown run.
I don't have a problem with that. Okay. Like, he was in the game in motion. It made the defense look at him, and then Sanders went the other way with the run. Positive things happens when he's in the game.
Okay.
And when you're this depleted, when you don't have number one receivers, when you don't have your first two tight ends, when your offensive line is... I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Why not go with something to work? You used him for 6 plays. I'm not saying use... And, Jamie came back with me. You can't use him for 25 plays. Agreed. He's only a rookie. I understand that. But you can go more than 6. Out of the 65, I believe it was 65 plays that they ran offensively, 12, 13. I don't mind that.
I could see him reaching double digits this week.
Yeah.
Doug hinted at that.
I think it's something that you really... I am not saying you make him a huge... He doesn't become this huge part of the offense sit when they get healthy because of Jalen Hurts. But right now, you need something to get your offense. You are at minus 5 yards in your first 16 plays, Andrew. You put Jalen Hurts in the game for that 17th play.
20 yards.
And he got you 20 yards. And then, as I said, 109 yards in the plays that he was in. So I wouldn't be surprised. That's a great number. Plus 850 to score a touchdown.
I think...
You get to the goal line, you spread Carson out, take a throw.
You just try to read option with Carson, and it clearly didn't work. And I'm not saying that's because
they also
of
tried
Carson.
One with Jalen, too.
Yes, they did, and it didn't work. But I think that defensive front for the Ravens alone blew that up. Now, one more. Does the Kroom score a touchdown again?
I have this. I have this right here.
Plus 1,100.
He's one of three guys that I have, plus 1,100. All right, here's my biggest bet on that. Do you like Kroom for plus 1,100?
No.
Here's my biggest one on that. Evan Engram is plus 250 to score a touchdown at any time for the Giants.
Wow. It's pretty good for the Giants. Tight ends.
Tight end. He's good. He's speedy. He's the kind of guy that you see catch a ball with number 47 staring you in the face as you're watching it on TV because his back's turned. Evan Ingram's a guy. And then Carson Wentz to score a touchdown.
Plus 300.
Oh, okay. When I got here, it was 310.
Okay, plus 300. I like that, too.
Yeah, those were the three guys that I wrote down. Kroom, because it's just crazy numbers. And then Carson, plus 300 is...
Do you know that he scored a touchdown in four of the six games this year?
Has he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And four rushing touchdowns this season, four and six in of the six games.
Man, as much as you need him to do what he did on Sunday, and the gutsiness that he showed, and I commend Doug Peterson that his players played as hard as they did, but can he do that game in and game out? I mean, let's not forget how injury concerned we were about him not all that long ago, talking, you know, the last few years.
Yep.
You need him to do it now with how injured this roster is. But I don't know if he can keep it up. I hope he can, and we'll find out Thursday's another night.
If he gets hit 16 times again in a game.
Another thing just to keep in mind as we're getting ready to roll out here is keep an eye on the weather. It's going to be beautiful on Thursday, 75 and sunny. To me, that lends to a really good...
air attack?
You would think, right?
So Carson, keep an eye on it. It's a lock.
Yeah, so I see an Eagles win by a lot, but I don't see them going over. I'll go like an early prediction here, 24-10, something like that, 24-13. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Eagles feast.
Yeah, here's hoping. They need a feast. I mean, it's like Thanksgiving around here. They need a big meal. So I want to thank you for joining us with Beers with Bob. Bob Cooney with Andrew Salchunas. Thank you to Tyler Zuli behind the glass. You have the greatest coming up next, and that, of course, is Devon Givens. He'll join you at 7. But before we get out of here, I got to tell you one more time about FanDuel Sportsbook. And no one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, you'll want to get in on the Week 7 football action because new users can get an exclusive 1,500 odds boost on either New York or Philly. We just told you who we like there. In this week's divisional rivalry. That's right. Bet $10 to win $150. We just went over, Andrew and I, everything about that game. Take a look at it. If you like something early, go with it before the line changes and it doesn't favor you anymore. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. Not only is their app so simple, but they are the only app with same game parlays. They also have live betting on every game. And when you win, you get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. There's no better time to try FanDuel Sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code Bob to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 1500 odds boosts on either New York or Philly in Thursday night's matchup. Promo code Bob, FanDuel Sportsbook, always more ways to win. 21 or older and present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $12.50. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.